The Sunday Times unveiled their annual top 10 best restaurants in Ireland as part of its annual 100 best restaurants list. And four Dublin restaurants were also included. We chat to food critic John McKenna. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Very good. Thank you very much for joining us once again. So this is very exciting. Like, we really love our restaurants, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when we started writing books 25, 30 years ago, Ireland was thought of very much as a pub culture. Mm. And one of the things we pointed out in the introduction was, you know, people say, oh, our pub culture should be protected as a UNESCO heritage cultural site. We would argue our restaurant culture should be protected in the same way, because we have really original, different cooks producing a really original, modern Irish restaurant style of food. And to be honest, we've been doing this for a very long time now, but I've never seen the restaurant culture better or more creative than it is now. I know people will say, well, hang on a minute, what about all these places that are closing? Well, I mean, there's always churn in the restaurant business, but the simple fact is that the new places who open and get it right have actually never been busier. I mean, trying to get a table now is the hard task in modern Irish restaurant culture.
What do we tend to look for, or what do we need in a restaurant in 2024?
Everything, really.
I mean, you want great
cooking, but you also want really, really good value. I mean, you want good food, you want good service, you want a good ambience. I suppose one of the things we would have tried to identify over the last couple of years is increasingly people want to be in the room that's got the energy, you know. So you're in Dublin and you say, okay, don't be telling me who's got the most stars. Tell me what's the happening room. That's the room that everybody wants to be in. And that really, you know, you sort of say, well, how do you define the room that's happening? It's difficult to define, but when you walk into it, you know you're there. You know, it's got that energy. It's got a confidence. It's got a really exciting food, because obviously, you know, if four people are sitting at a table and somebody puts down food and they all pick up their forks and they have a taste and it's no good, what happens is silence. People actually all go silent. And there's a second way in which that happens. You put down the food, they pick up their forks, they eat something, and they go silent. But then they go, oh my God, have you tasted this? Mm-hmm. And suddenly the volume goes into like Bergheim level, you know, and then you know you're in the room where it's really happening.
Yeah, absolutely. So how has it changed over the years then? Or has it changed that much?
It's changed beyond recognition, frankly. I mean, the primary thing, I suppose, is 30-odd years ago, when people thought about cooking in restaurant foods, they thought about cooking French food. Now, there's still a lot of French-influenced things. There's a lot of Italian-influenced things. But if you look at what the modern restaurants in Dublin, Galway, Belfast, Cork are doing, yes, they've got an expertise in technique and different things like that, but they're really working on it with Irish ingredients and really trying to create something that you can actually say is quite patently Irish and modern Irish. So I think that's really the difference. 30 years ago, everybody just imitated France. I mean, that was true throughout the culinary world. So, you know, France has really slipped from its position, and countries like, Denmark, Sweden, Ireland, Peru, we're the emergent kind of and dynamic culinary nations on planet Earth.
Yeah, we really seem to have embraced lots of different cuisines, which is really nice. And it's good for us too, because we've choice.
Yeah, you do. I mean, some of the ethnic cooking happening in Ireland has never been better. I mean, if you're in Cork, you can get extraordinarily authentic Japanese food. You can get that in Galway. And that used to be terrible. Japanese food in Ireland used to be really, really, really terrible. The one area, I think, that we haven't really seen much exploration, unfortunately, though it is slightly beginning, is in getting regional Chinese cooking. Chinese cooking is really remains a pretty much a grab bag that no Chinese person, no one from mainland China would really recognize. We've seen a growth in really good, authentic Indian cooking. And then we're seeing, you know, really interesting Palestinian and cooking from other cuisines. So, yes, I mean, the mix is there. And above all, the authenticity. You know, 30 years ago, if you went to eat Indian, it had nothing to do with India. If you went to eat Chinese, it had nothing to do with China. So the authenticity is coming in. But I still think there's a gap where somebody should open up a Chinese restaurant and say, OK, we are cooking the food of, you know, Guangzhou. And that's all we're cooking. We're not doing Sichuanese. We're not doing anything else. I still think there's room for that to happen. And I think the Irish are so curious that they'd say, that's what I want to eat. That's what I want to try.
Now, chat to us about some of the restaurants that made the list.
Well, I mean, there's four. You know, I don't have a list in front of me now. You're going to have to prop me a wee bit here. But, okay, number one, it's almost a no-brainer to say Una Mas.
Yeah.
You know, now obviously Una Mas is number one because the two previous winners of the number one spot, Chapter One and Library Street, they're in the book, but you can't be number one twice. So Una Mas is simply, from the point of view of technically perfect cooking, original cooking, what Paul McNamara and the team are doing there is just incredible. I mean, it is absolutely brilliant. And then after you've had this amazing food, course after course, of course, their famous pudding is this flan de queso, which is basically a kind of a cottage cheese pud, you know, and you think, well, what's that going to taste like? And of course, it's like cottage cheese for the gods, you know. And I think, honestly, if you stopped a lot of people in the street and you said, where's your favorite Dublin restaurant? An awful lot of people will say that it is Una Mas because it's also very, very consistent. You know, it's really, really incredibly consistent, even though the food is technically quite difficult. So that was number one on the list. That was top of the 100 and top of the top 10.
Unbelievable. There's also Kiki's.
Well, you know, Kiki's is really interesting because, of course, Eric Matthews is formerly head chef at Chapter One, built up a great following on the internet during lockdown and has really come out of the blocks roaring. I mean, I know from gossip that when they put up their first seats for sale, they actually sold seats faster than anybody else ever has. I mean, literally everybody wanted to be in that room. And I think one of the reasons why, you know, one of the people who works for us is a well-known food writer in County Cork, Caroline Hennessy, and she said, look, this food is actually perfect for sharing. You actually want to go to Kiki's with three or with five other people and say, okay, just order everything. And again, the food is technically wonderful, but it's a nice, funky room. Mm-hmm. I was amazed when Sally and I were there. Just think, my goodness, so this is where all the 20-somethings go, you know? I wish I was 20-something. I was looked very much the odd man out. But it was so wonderful to see it, you know, filled with young people. I knew they were young because all the men were wearing baseball hats mm-hmm. and they had them on backwards. So I knew they were youthful, you know.
I also imagine that you probably have eaten quite good food, no doubt, on the travels for sure as well. Is there anything that was like a favourite meal for you? That sticks out.
Gosh, that is a really, really hard question. I mean, in a sense, no, because it's all good. I mean, there are a lot of restaurants in Ireland. To get into the 100 best restaurants, you have to be really, really good. I mean, you really, you know, you've got to offer good value, you've got to offer incredible service. I mean, I think one of the things, and again, it's a place to mention in the top 10, it's a new arrival, it's been an incredible success story. Alta, now down in Docklands, Niall Davidson, of course, has been going through different iterations of putting Alta in kind of impossibly unusual locations. But I thought in the new room with the bar, he really finally pulled all the strings together, you know. And I think the dish they do of ackle lamb with I think it's with cockles, but I may be wrong there now. I'm grasping at straws.
And kind of putting you on the spot a little bit.
Yeah, it's a mixture. In other words, it's an unusual dish. It's almost a sort of quasi-Spanish dish or quasi-Portuguese, which is a mixture of meat and shellfish, which is quite unusual. People don't often think you could do that. And Niall just knocks it out of the park. I mean, that particular dish with the ackle lamb is simply outstanding. But again, Alta, you know, again, like Kiki's, when they opened the doors, they were ready. There was no hesitation. There was no hesitancy. They were ready to knock everybody sideways. And you know, they're doing it in their jammers. So it's a great, great modern Irish restaurant, I think.
And you kind of mentioned it earlier on, but is there anything you'd like to see more of?
I think in most regards, the restaurants are doing a very good job in offering a good variety of experiences, really. You know, if there was anything I'd like to see more of, yes, it's more places offering a fairly simple and hopefully relatively inexpensive form of seafood cookery. You know, we still have a little bit of a tendency to think that if you're ordering seafood, that it has to have, you know, quite rich sauces based on the tradition, blah, blah, blah. And I'd really like to see more simple, not, you know, if they're along the coast or they could be anywhere you like, mm-hmm. but places offering a simpler, more accessible style of seafood cookery, as you would find, you know, in Spain, in Portugal, in countries like that. Because when we go on holiday, we think, oh, this is absolutely amazing. There's no reason why we can't do it. We actually have much, much better fish than any other European country. So we have the raw materials. We just need people to say, you know, here's a nice way of doing it. I mean, obviously, in, you know, Fish Shop in Dublin is great at doing that. Simple fish dishes, brilliant wines. This year we've included their new sister place because I just love Bar Pez. I thought mm-hmm. it was just brilliant. So, but I would like to see a little bit more of that. And I think as an island nation, I think a tourist would like to see more of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that they do point out, that, you know, I really would just like to go and, you know, just have a nice little bit of some inexpensive fish. So we could really do with exploring our waters a bit more, I think.
And obviously the list was in the Sunday Times. Is there anywhere online people can check it out?
There is. I mean, you can get a subscription to the Sunday Times, and then, you know, it's on your phone and you've got 100 restaurants for, you know, for the entire year. So that really is the best way to, if you didn't get the actual print newspaper, it's online. You can get it with a subscription, and then you literally have it for, you know, for wherever you're going to go and wherever mm-hmm. you're touring. Because I know from an awful lot of people now, you know, whatever reason it may be that you're going to go up to Belfast, you know, the first question people say is, well, where am I going to eat? Where am I going to have dinner? You know, if it's business or if it's pleasure and leisure and pleasure, you're still going to say, where's the best room? Where do I want to go? And that's really what Sally and I have been focused on finding, whether it's in Westport or it's in Cork or it's in West Cork. You know, we want to guide you to the place where you're going to say, do you know what? This is a real experience. This is brilliant food, lovely service. And again, hopefully, you know, eating out in Ireland is not cheap. But, you know, I had a friend recently who was in London who was saying, you know, if you think Ireland is expensive, just go over and spend the 3 days in London eating mm-hmm. at good restaurants, and you'll just say, oh my God, we're not doing too bad after all, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Food critic John McKenna, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thank you very much indeed.